check out the latest On With Origins podcast with Zest AI's Mike DeVere discussing the prevalence of artificial intelligence. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
CU broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the NASCUS Summit Conference here in beautiful Nashville, Tennessee, where the food is outstanding. The humidity is a little high, but other than that, this place is awesome. So yeah, I'm here with NCUA's very own Kelly Lay. Kelly, you are the Director of Office of Examination and Insurance.
Yes, I am.
That job must be an adventure every day. Something different every day, I would think.
It is something different every day, yes. Yeah. My office is responsible for quite a few of the risks that are present in credit unions.
Yeah, we were talking before the recording because I was looking at some of the topics here. There's interest rate risk, there's liquidity risk, there's credit risk, and we was like, hey, you know what? Maybe we should just dub this the risky business interview. How about that?
That sounds great.
Well, you were up on stage earlier today talking, giving an NCUA update on a lot of this stuff. Do you want to give us a quick overview on what you discussed up on stage?
Sure thing. Yeah, so I provided some information around trends related to not only credit unions in general, but specific to federally insured state chartered credit unions, what we're seeing in the data, for the most part, you know, kind of on that credit risk side of things. Mm-hmm. So we are seeing some increasing delinquency, a sign of the times.
Yes, I was about to say, you're all right.
Right. And then we also talked a little bit about liquidity risk, interest rate risk, mm-hmm. cybersecurity, fraud. You know, liquidity, I think, is the risk of the day.
Yeah.
What we're seeing, you know, in terms of credit unions, their unrealized losses available for sale, mm-hmm. You know, investments mm-hmm. are definitely, you know, kind of tanking right now. And so that's not really a viable source of liquidity
right,
for them.
Right.
So we're starting to see an increase in borrowings. Looking at trying to keep a hold of those shares, has some regular shares you're seeing in the data is transferring into share certificates mm-hmm, as mm-hmm. members are looking for a little bit higher rates on their deposits.
Gotcha.
And that can cause some problems mm-hmm. in our credit unions mm-hmm. if they don't have some backup sources of liquidity.
Exactly. And we want to keep that lending machine rolling as well.
That's
which,
right.
Where liquidity helps out a little bit as well. So
yes.
Yeah. Yeah, this has been the story for the entire year, if not beforehand, because I remember doing some interviews at GAC and kind of one of my traditional questions like, what's the buzz in the hallways? And in years past, it was like crypto or AI or some trendy topic like that. But this year, it was liquidity.
That's
almost
right.
Just about everybody I talked to. So you're echoing that sentiment 6 months, 8 months later. So it's still an issue out there.
It is. Yeah, we NCUA just participated with other banking agencies on updating contingency funding plans guidance. So we just put out an addendum to that just to reemphasize the need mm-hmm. for credit unions to have mm-hmm. A contingency backup
yes.
source of liquidity.
Indeed, very important in these days for sure. The other thing I wanted to get to, and you talked about a little bit, cyber incident reporting requirements. Can you talk about a little bit that? Because I mean, I've been talking to a lot of CEOs here, and I say, where is the cyber stuff on your radar? So it's always one, two, or three topics that keeps us awake at night.
It does. It keeps us up at night, that's
yeah.
for sure. Yeah, so we have a new cyber incident reporting rule that's becoming effective in just a couple of days,
okay.
September 1st. The agency has done an industry webinar on that. We put out a letter to credit unions, and we do have a couple of reporting options, mechanisms mm-hmm. for credit unions. Mm-hmm. So they can either call our hotline, or they can send a secure email mm-hmm. through our secure messaging center, mm-hmm. providing us with just some basic information if
yeah.
they have a reportable cyber incident.
Right. But it's very important that you report this right away, right? Isn't there like a time limit or something?
It
on
is.
This? Like
it's
48
within,
hours
within
or something?
72 hours
okay.
of a reportable cyber incident. And again, we're not trying to interfere in
right.
the credit union's ability to deal with that mm-hmm, cyber incident.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever they believe that they have a reportable cyber incident within mm-hmm. 72 hours of that is when they should notify the NCUA. And then depending on the severity of what that cyber incident may
yeah.
be,
yeah.
We may need to follow up
right.
You know, through either the examiner or through my team, and E&I might need to ask
okay.
a few more questions.
Yeah, but just report it.
Yes, report it is the
exactly.
key. That's what the rule requires.
Exactly. Get that step one out of the way so you can get on to the important stuff for sure. So the other thing that I want to talk about was the interest rate risk. Tell me a little bit about that, because we know what's going on with interest rates these days. companies that just keep going, ticking up a little bit.
That's right.
Every quarter, it seems like. So what's the latest on the interest rate risk?
Yeah, so as interest rates, you know, continue to rise, we have an inverted yield curve. So basically, you know, credit unions are having to pay higher rates on kind of shorter, on the shorter deposits. And so it's a little bit inverted than what they're used to. And again, it kind of all goes back to how that plays out with liquidity, how that plays out with their capital and their earnings as they're having to kind of decide or go after. If they need liquidity, they have to maybe kind of go after that liquidity and pay higher rates, and that's impacting potentially their earnings and their capital.
It's so interesting to see how one area affects another area. It's kind of like this ripple effect or cause and effect. So yeah, it's very interesting. I would think from your perspective as well, it's like, oh, how this will affect that if you do that. I mean, you know, so
that's right.
Whole science behind the whole thing. I want to get to the conference itself. And besides your presentation, what other takeaway? Were there any highlights for you coming here and seeing some of the presentations? If so, what stood out?
Actually, I haven't been. I just came in as a speaker today. I haven't been at the full conference. Okay. I did participate a little bit in the morning session today around from NACUSO and heard some great information about Tanya. I can't remember her last name, what she shared around Goal Setter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, that was an amazing way that she talked about like the cable industry and its migration and how that kind of pertains to credit unions and fintechs today.
She's an interesting, very successful, and just an incredible goal setter. So so she's a success for a reason, and Goal Setter has won numerous awards, obviously. So yeah, they're doing some good work out there for sure. All right, Kelly, anything else to add? I'm going to get you off the hot seat here and let you on your way, but any other items you want to share with us before you end the day here?
I don't think so. Okay. I think it's been a great opportunity to speak with you. Thank you for
letting me share
our concerns.
Yeah, no worries. And thank you for taking the time. And we always appreciate the information from NCUA and your perspective.
All right. Great. Thank you.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Check out the latest On With Origins podcast with Zest AI's Mike Devere discussing the prevalence of artificial intelligence.